of smaller family farms is one of the biggest problems facing the North Central region today. The construction of cities and suburbs has changed the ecology of the lowlands and prairies. Farming and ranching have changed the region's ecology too. Too much grazing can turn the prairie into a partial desert. Without their natural grass cover, the prairies can dry up altogether and blow away. That is what happened during the terrible dust storms of the 1930s. To prevent that disaster from happening again, some scientists are working to reclaim the prairies. This land in Indiana has been replanted with natural prairie grasses. Other scientists are working to save the wetlands along the rivers, which support many species of fish and birds. Wilderness areas have been set aside to ensure that fewer natural land resources will be damaged or destroyed. National and state parks ensure that some lands will be kept open for the public to use and enjoy. Today, people in the North Central region are rediscovering their history. The land is also part of our history. It is a heritage we must all work to conserve. Stan Hurd, an artist from Kansas, has chosen an unusual way to express his love of the land. He plants his crops in the form of giant pictures. "We're all just visitors on the earth," Mr. Hurd says, "and the best we can do is not mess it up too much for our descendants. I like to think that my earth pieces prove you can do something beautiful and in tune with our planet."